We are learning Maseches Bava Kama Dav Samachei Amud Aleph, and we're starting four lines from the top, Gufa. Gufa Omar Rav. Now we're starting the Iker Sugyas of Perek Meruba, Tashlumei Kefel, Tashlumei Bava Chamisha, Geneva, all the Lachas of Geneva. This is really a new Chalik in Maseches Bava Kama. Bava Kama starts off the first six Prakim about Mammon Hamazik, and now in these Prakim we're talking about Geneva. That's really like a form of Adam Hamazik, where the Adam does a hezek, and it's a geneva, and where he pays a knas. So gufa, amurav, keren ke'en shiganav. If someone steals, and he has to pay kefil, or he has to pay a bava chamisha, because he stole a shar, or a shar aseh, and he shechted it, or he sold it, so then he pays four or five times, so to what price do you pay? So Rav says, keren ke'en shiganav, tashtume kefil, but tashtume bava chamisha, kishas ha'mad v'din. That Karen, you pay like the price of when you stole it. And the Sumer Kefil, you pay for the price of Hamad Adin. We went to Bezdin. My time at the Rav. What's the reason for Rav? Omar Kra, Geneva V'chayim. It says Geneva V'chayim. Amai Kama Rachmona Chayim V'Geneva. To teach us, Achye LeKaren Ke'en Shiganav. Fulfill, pay up the Karen like for when you stole it. Achye LeKaren Ke'en Shiganav, that's the drasha. And as you know, that Karen pays Ke'en Shiganav. Now, Tosfos points out that this halacha, that you pay Ke'en Shiganav, is really referring to Mishnah, you know, your Rav. The Mishnah says, Kol HaGazlonim, the Mishnah Daf Tzadik Gimel Beis, Kol HaGazlonim, Sham Kishas HaGzela. So what's the, Poshpik Kishas HaGzela. Zok Tosfos, the second wide line, more to the end of the line, Zok Tosfos, second wide line, Yeshleim, the Iker Rav, Le'osol HaShminan, Tashlumei Kefel, Shumei Vachamisha, Kishas HaMad HaBadin. The loss of the drasha gemara doesn't sound like that. But how to come my time with the rabbi shumei kefil shumei dal hey kavoyi? That my time is on that. V'alcha perushoy. Omer krog geneva v'chayim achil ken ken shiganav dafka by keren not everywhere else. That's the drasha. But in any case, what Rav's saying is both parts for sure. Keren's ken shiganav kefil and dal v'hey you pay kishas hamod v'adin like the price b'shas when you're bezin. Omer Rav sheshes amini kinayim v'shachar Rav amalah shmeitzer. Rav must have been sleeping when he said the Shmaitzah, because it's the first of Brisa, not like Rav. The Tanya, went to the Brisa. Kechusha v'eshmeina. You bought it, it was very lean, it was very weak, v'eshmeina, and he made it fatter. What's the halacha? Meshalim teshlume kefil, v'eshlume bava chamisha kein shiganav. You pay kefil and dal v'hei like the price when you stole it. So what do you see? You see, you don't go Kishas HaMad V'Din. We just, Rav finished saying Kishas HaMad V'Din. Here it says, you go Ke'en Shiganav. So tomorrow, Pasha Teretz. We said here, Kishu V'Hashmeina. He's the one who fattened it up. Amri, Mishum Domli, I know Batim Nevad Shaklis. I fattened it. I don't have to pay now the Kefil. That doesn't make sense. So that more answers that price as well. Next price, Tashma. Shemeina V'Hashisha. If it was fat and then it got weak, and it was because of him, he worked it to the bone and got weak. You also pay Ke'en Shiganav like when it was Shemena. So you see, you pay Ke'en Shiganav, not like Rav. Rav says, you pay Kishas HaMad V'Din. And for the Gemara, Hasam Nam Yishim Namrin Alei, Mali Katla Kula, Mali Katla Palga. Which means, like Rashi says, that when you start weakening it, like right away, you brought it home, you start working with it. Right then, starts the Shechita. And the Rav says, "Ask lo tvicha, start the shechita," and so that's already the shas of the chiyuva. The tavach hamacha happens b'shas when I shecht it. After it's dead, there's no value to it. When I shecht it, that's when it starts. So here, when I weakened the animal, it started immediately. And therefore you'll be chayiv ke'ein shiganav. Are you going to ask me that, Luchara, what do you do by mechira? By mechira, how does that work? The mechira, you can't say that weakening it is the start of the mechira. It says Tavach HaMacha, huh? Yeah, but still, it's not part of the Isser Mechira. The Teretz is that who's talking about Mechira here? It doesn't say. It just says you pay Dal V'Hei. Now, Dal V'Hei could just mean that, just means the case of Tavach. It doesn't have to mean a case of Mechira, and therefore, it's not Shver. But in a case, we answered this halacha. So what is Rav talking about then? If it's the one that he made it fatter, we go Ke'en Shiganav, because why should he have to pay more? If it's Kusha, he also pays Ke'en Shiganav, because the Kusha is the start of the Tvicha, starts of the Shechti. But, so what is Rav talking about? Kikama Rav, Yukra Vazulo Dukamar. Rav is talking about a case where the price of meat, the price of animals, of cattle, went up in price, or down in price. And that is when we're saying that there's a split. that Karen's Kain Shagadav, and Dal Vehe and Kefal's Kshas Madavadin. So we're just analyze this. Hey Chidam, Ilay with the Mekaru Shavi Zuza, when you stole it, it was worth one Zuz, Umsayv Shavi Dalat, and it's worth four Zuz. So Karen Kain Shagadav, so Karen you pay Kain Shagadav, we're saying, and there'll be one, you pay one Zuz, and then for Kefal and Dal Vehe, you're going to pay Dalat Zuz. With Dal Zuz for the Kefal, and Dal Vehe is three or four times that. So that's what come out. Is that true? Five. What you pay five, but you already paid the Karen, and you already paid the Kefal.
The Karen and four for the
Kefal
is what?
No, one for the Kefal, and then three more is five, or two more is thing. Depends how much you pay for Dal Vehe. Dal Vehe is altogether five. It's with including the Kefal, including the Karen also. It's three more times. For example, if you're paying a Zuz times five, the first Zuz is principal, the second Zuz is Kefal, and the next three is for the Hay. And if it's a Seh, you only pay two more. Four Zuz altogether. That's what Dal Vehe means. But in any case here, we're saying it was worth a Zuz. It was Saif Shav Dal Zuz. So Karen Kain Shagadav, is that true? Lena Pligid the Rav Ad the Rabba. The Amar Rabba, Haiman the Gaza Chavit the Chamra. A guy stole a Chavis of wine, Mechavre. Mikara Shavi Zuz. The beginning was worth a Zuz. It was Saif Shav Dal Zuz. And then it was worth four Zuz. Tavra Shasya. He broke the barrel and spilled out, or he drank it. What's the halacha? How much do you pay? The Karen, how much do you pay the principal? One Zuz or four Zuz? Mishalim Dalad, it's from Mela, Mishalim Zuzza. If it breaks by itself, Mishalim Azuz. What's the pshat? Because Dr. Rabba, even maybe if Pekei and Shaganav, and whatever I stole, but if I break it, so that is considered a Geneva right there. That's what Rashi explains. Because it's called Kama de Isa Ba'ena, Rashi says, anytime it's still in Ba'en, it's still around, it's still here, it's Beshusha de Marakaime. It's considered the owner's thing. If I go ahead and break it or drink it, right then I'm doing a new Geneva, and that becomes the Shas Geneva. And therefore you pay four Zuz. So Rav is saying you pay Karen Kain Shagadav by where? By Tavach Umachar. By Tavach Umachar, you destroyed it. For example, by Tavach, you destroyed it. So if you destroyed it, so the Chayra, right there was the Geneva. If right there was a Geneva, why paying Kain Shagadav? You should pay Kashasa, you shechted it. You did it. On the Karen, the Dal Vehe Takapay later on the Karen. Rav says, a case where you shechted it, what do? You split up the payments. The Karen is Kain Shagadav, the Dal Vehe is Shas Madavadin. Frank the Gemara, that if it started with a Zuz, it went to four Zuz, when you shechted it, it was worth four Zuz. And the Loch is, Rav says, Tavra Shas, you have a new Maisa Geneva, and you chayv right there four. So here, why pay Kain Shagadav? We'll read it in Tzah one more time. Leo pliga the rabba, the rabba, the omar rabba, haiman, the gozel chavit, the chamra chavre, the kara shavi zuzu. The beginning is worth one zuz. Vsayf shavi dalad zuzi. Tavra, you broke it, shas, you drank it, mashalam dalad. Ismail, mashalam zuzu. Because you pay Kain Shagadav. But when you break it, that's new Kain Shagadav. So how could Rav say they pay Kain Shagadav by a case of Tava Macha? My answer is Amri, kikam a Rav, going to be kara shavi dalad, vsayf shavi zuzu. The case of Rav's chiddush is the opposite case. It was worth four zuz, and vsayf shavi zuzu. And then you shechted and sold it. Karen is Kain Shagadav. We've got a chumra over here. We're going to achya le Karen Kain Shagadav, which means you're going to pay four. Even though, b'shas, when you did the mice of shechting it, it was one. Tashum kefal, shum vavach amisha, kashas hamadah b'din. That will be kashas hamadah b'din. That will be like the case of hamadah b'din. And that's why you pay the hamadah b'din. And the Rekei Eger actually asks, Rabbi Kivi Eger asks, that l'chayr machar wouldn't be like tavra v'shasya. So only that time is only on Tavach. Ayin Shom, what he says, maybe you have to say Mechira is called the Gneva, you have to answer. Obviously, this Gemara, the Olam HaYeshivas learns this Amud alone for a month. But there's a lot here, but like upon him, this is the Vart that was saying that Tavish Shas is a Maisa Gneva, and therefore, if it starts off Zuz, it goes 4 Zuz, it's Takachaya 4 Zuz, you don't pay Kain Shagadav. But in this case, you do pay, a case where it's Dalad and went down to 1, you're going to pay Kain Shagadav like by Karen. That's the halacha. So Tony Rav Chanina, the Suya Rav. Rav Chanina says, I'll bring you a brisa as a raya to Rav. To Rav's halacha, that Karen Kain Shagadav, Tashlum Kevah, Shum Dava Hei, is Kshas Mother Din. Balabai is Shaton, Tainas Ganav of Kadin. So we notice already from the letter before, it means a Shomer. He says, the owner comes, where's my watch? He says, it was stolen. Tanya Tanya B'Kadim, V'nishpa, he swore it was stolen. And afterwards, he was Ma'idah V'Hoidah, and he comes and says, you know what, I stole it. Ubo Edom, and Edom came. Im Achloi Bo Edom Hoida, if he's Moida before the Edom come, Masham Karen, Chemish Asham. He's Taka Potter from Kefel, he pays Karen, but he pays the Chemish and Asham. Why? Because the halacha is someone swears falsely, he has to pay an extra Chemish, extra fifth, and Asham. Mimish Bo Edom. He pays that to the guy. Karen Chemish Asham. Yeah, Karen Chemish pays to the guy, to the owner, the original owner. Mimish Bo Edom, it means the Shomer is one who stole it. Not, there's no Ganav here. He's turning down his Ganav. He turned out he stole it. He swore and then he stole it. So he pays Karen Rechaimish to the owner of it. Doesn't pay, not to Beis Mikdash, to the owner. What?
Not the Hekdash.
Not the Hekdash. Karen Rechaimish to the owner, and Asham is the Hekdash. Vimishabo Eidim, Asham is the carbon, obviously. Vimishabo Eidim, it's a kapara. The Chaimish is a kapara, actually. Like an Asham. Right. Right. Very good. So it goes to the owner. Vimishabo Eidim, but if Eidim came already, Hoida, then it was Moida, so he has to pay Kefil. He doesn't have Moida Knas. Psalm 2 is doing Kefil. Vim and a chaimish goes is the same thing as the kefil. The Rabbi Yaakov Zograshi, if it's the same amount, if the chaimish is the same amount as the kefil, so then you could be yaitza the chaimish with the kefil, which means when I pay him kefil, I'm saying this is for the chaimish. But it's only if it's the exact same amount as chaimish. If the double amount of the carriage is exactly the chaimish, then it can be yaitza the chaimish. How is that possible? That's a good question. That's what I was talking about. Try to be right to from that. But if it's the same exact value, then what's the lumdus? So it's Master Rashi, lumdus is because since chaimish is a kapara, it has to be nicker the chaimish. So if I give you a double amount that I stole, and I say it's bechlal masayim mana, you know, which means it's in secluded the chaimish, you don't see the chaimish. You have to see the chaimish. It has to be the same exact amount, then you see the chaimish. Div Rabbi Yaakov. The Chacham Oimrim on Samachem Beis. The Chacham Oimrim, Berayish. The Chacham says no. Berayish v'chamishasai. Mamon Shalom Berayish Moisav Chaimish. Mamon Shalom Berayish Moisav Chaimish. Zok the Chachamim, you got it all wrong. The only time you pay Chaimish is only if there's no Kefil. Only if all you're paying is Karen. Loshon Hapasuk is v'svad was chatasim asher asu v'heishiv is hashamay Berayish, which means the Karen. Doesn't mean the Asham there, it means the Karen. So he's saying only when I'm paying the Ashamai Berayshai, which is only the Karen, then I pay a Chaimish. But if I'm paying Kefil, there's no Chaimish. That's what he says. Berayshai v'chemishasai mamain. Berayshai v'chemishasai, the Pasuk says. Mamain amstam Berayshai, Moisiv Chaimish. Mamain amstam Berayshai, Moisiv Chaimish. Rav Shimei Chayai, Mer, no. Ein chaimish, he says even more. He says more than chaimish. He adds on. Not only when you pay kefil, don't you pay chaimish? You don't have an asham either. Shemei chayi, I'mer ein chaimish for asham, mishdam makom is kefil. If there's kefil, you don't have chaimish or asham. And we'll see tomorrow what the drasha is. Shemei chayi is right. Once you're darshaning that the whole pasuk is only talking about v'heish v'ashami b'roisha, you have to pay chaimish, so that pasuk has asham also. So asham also is only when you're paying principal. When you're paying kefil, it's asham either, maybe. But that's what Shemei chayi is darshaning. Yeah, I know, but still, in the pasuk, looking into the pasuk told me in that case there's no kefil. We're paying only the principal. That's chamas drasha. That's why you don't pay chaimish. And Shimon Chai says you shouldn't pay asham either. Yeah, different places, but still. Oh, so this is Ad Kan, this beautiful brisa. So we're trying to be right at the rab. Ketani miyas v'chaim shoy oyle le bekvel. The Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov said that the chaimish is included with the kefil. So, like we said, the chaimish has to be nicker as a chaimish. So hechi dami ilayim mekaros shav yadalid that this thing you stole was worth 4 zuz. V'l'b'soif also shavi, didn't go up in price, stayed the same price. V'l'b'soif shavi arba, didn't go down, go up, stayed the same price. So chaim shoy, oyle loy b'kveiloy, it doesn't, that wouldn't work. Why? Kveila arba, the kefil is 4 zuz, because double the principal, 4 zuz. How much is the chaimish? Chaim shoy zuzza. Because when you do chaimish, you always do milbar, which means, after you use the chaimish, you figure out it's a fifth. So here, 1 zuz is a chaimish. A chaimish of 4 at milbar is 1 zuz. So here, if the case is that it's 4 and ended off 4, so you're paying kefil 4, and the chaimish is 1. So it's not the same price. It's not the same thing. El alav, what are we talking about? Makaro shavi arba, first was started 4. Vosayv shavi zuzah. The kfeila is zuzah. Like we said, kefil pay kshasam adav din, is zuz. What do we say about Karen? Firav pay kain shagana. What's the chaimish on? The chaimish on the Karen. So it's very gishmak. The chaimish on the Karen. That's kshasam adav din. The mekaros shavi arba v'sayv shavi zuzah. The kfeila zuzah, the chaimish zuzah. And the chaimish zuz. Alma Karen kein shaganav tashlumi kefil v'sumi davahei kashasam adav adin. That's kashasam adav adin. That's what comes out. So chari bring a raya clearly to Rav from this brayso. What's the raya? The raya bottom line raya is because it says chaimish oyle v'kfeiloi, and It has to be. The only way to work it out is this way. Amar Rava, no, it's not a right. Not a right. You start off as four, end off as four. Ah, you had a question. You had a big question there. Your question was, that lechayra, it's the same thing then. It's a different thing. It's not the same thing. Why? Because kefil is four, and the chaymish is one zuz. So it's not the same thing. That was the question. The case was you swore and swore again four times. Arba pamim v'hoida, and then you moida. So really, it's four to four. The kefil is four. I has possible chaimish to be four. Teretz is you swore four times and then you moida. If you swore four times, then you moida. You have to pay chaimish four times because we dash on the word chamishosav that you pay four times chaimish. So four zos. So now it's to be exactly the same. Huh? I can't hear. Yeah, yeah. No, it wasn't. It might be afterwards. They swore four times. They swore. Then they said, "If we found more evidence, we again." So they swore again. They said, "Oh, we found the evidence. They stole." No, I swore again. I didn't steal it. No, it wasn't me. And four times they brought him to Bezin four times. Four appeals in the current appeals court four times, and they made him swear. So four times he pays four chaimshim. Ah, this is my kasha. L'chari, you pay four times kefil also then. It's a good kasha. There's got a, the Gemara later on says you do pay four kefil. So they say it means in the first kefil, that includes the chaimish, but it's a little bit of a shverkai. The ask the kasha later on that you see like that. But in any case, this is what we're coming out. Coming out, bottom line, is not a raya to Rav. It's not a riot to Rav this Bryce of a cause. We have a way of figuring it out how it's possible to be exactly the same. How is that when you have a shvuah four times?